This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli hints at amending constitution for country's progression. Kamal Bahadur Shah of Nepali Congress appointed as Chief Minister of Sudhir Paschim Province. Yamlal Khadel led Karnali Province government gets full safe with the induction of four ministers. And at least 23 people die in fierce anti-government protest in Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli says an amendment to the constitution has been realized to promote progression and prosperity in the country. Addressing a party program at Chasala of Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Oli said that the existing political equation involving the Nepali Congress and the CPN UML is expected to proceed with the constitution's amendments in the pursuit of progression and prosperity. He, however, refuted that it is a false accusation to say that major parties are seeking to amend the constitution for regression. He added that the need to amend the country's main law has been realized to strengthen democracy, explore additional bases for development and prosperity, and get connected to the citizens. Meanwhile, party vice chair and central members nominated by the party recently were sworn in amidst a function organized in party central office, Chasal, today. Kamal Bahadur Shah has been appointed as Chief Minister of Sudhir Paschim Province. Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Nazir Mia appointed Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Kamal Bahadur Shah as the Chief Minister today. The office of the province chief, Sard Shah, was appointed as the Chief Minister as per the Article 168 and Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. He has got the support of the Nepali Congress and the CPN UML. It is the second time Shah became Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Minister after a new coalition was formed between the Nepali Congress and the CPN UML. Earlier, Shah had become the Chief Minister of the province on the 10th of February in 2023. Four newly appointed ministers of Karnali Province government took the oath of office and secrecy today. Karnali Province Chief Yagiraj Joshi administered the oath of office and secrecy to Rajiv Bikram Shah as Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning and Ghanasyam Bhandari as Social Development Minister. Similarly, Suresh Adhikari was sworn in as Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment, while Vijay Buddha took oath as Minister for Water Resources and Energy Development. With the induction of four ministers from the Nepali Congress, Karnali Province government has got its full set. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Yamlal Khadel is taking vote of confidence tomorrow from the Karnali Province Assembly. President Ramchandra Paudel today observed the Bhutto Jatra, a cultural festival celebrated. President Paudel attended the cultural festival dedicated to the Ratu Machindranath, the god of rain and good harvest, at Jawala Hill of Lalitpur at 4 p.m. The head of the state was accompanied by Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, among other dignitaries to observe the display of the Bhutto. The Bhutto is a mythical vest studded with jewels and believed to belong to Lord Machindranath. The festival also drew a significant number of general public, bustling to seize a glimpse of the mythical vase and receive blessings from the Ratu Machindranath. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidyapati Roy has stressed on the restructuring of the overall teaching and evaluation system to solve the existing problems seen in the country's education sector. Speaking at a press conference organized by Press Chowdhury Kashki Chapter in Pokhara today, Minister Vatroy said that the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee has continued discussions on the formulation of the School Education Act. Minister Vatroy also said that the discussions are being held with the various ministries with the aim of linking the school launch program with local products. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Foreign Secretary Sheikh Alam Saleh will be leaving for Muscat of Oman tomorrow, leading a Nepali delegation to attend the first bilateral consultation mechanism meeting between Nepal and Oman. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the event has been scheduled to be held on the 7th of August in Muscat. The number of tourists visiting the Chitwan National Park has increased lately. The hike in the number of visitors has been observed at a time the Bharatpur Metropolitan City is celebrating the Visit Bharatpur Year 2024. The extensive promotion of the Visit Bharatpur in national and international platforms increased the number of tourists. You are listening to Radio Nepal's JFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 23 people have been killed in Bangladesh as clashes erupted between police and anti-government protesters who are demanding Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's resignation. According to BBC, the latest round of tension comes as student leaders have declared a campaign of civil disobedience against the government. Police are said to have used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse demonstrators in several parts of Bangladesh. Around 200 people are reported to have been injured in the incident. According to local media, a curfew has been announced from 18 local time on Sunday, which will be in place indefinitely. In the capital, Dhaka, access of internet on mobile devices has been suspended, citing government's order to suspend the internet. Several countries have urged their nationals to leave Lebanon, with the U.S. warning its citizens to do so on any ticket available as fears grow of a wider conflict in the Middle East. According to the BBC, Western officials fear that Hezbollah, an Iran-backed militia and political movement based in Lebanon, could play a key role in any such retaliation, which in turn could spark serious Israeli response. Diplomatic efforts by the U.S. and other Western countries continue to try to de-escalate tensions across the region. But reacting to such concerns, the U.S., the U.K., Sweden, France, Canada, Jordan urged their citizens to leave Lebanon as soon as possible, as a growing number of flights are cancelled or suspended at the country's only commercial airport in Beirut. Some ticket fares have soared, but there were no signs of panic or people scrambling to leave. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kusi Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli hints at amending constitution for country's progression. Kamal Bahadur Saha of Nepali Congress appointed as Chief Minister of Sudhir Pashchim Province. Yamlal Khandel led Nepal Karnali Province government gets full safe with the induction of four ministers. And at least 23 people die in fierce anti-government protests in Bangladesh. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.